recorded. Right here.
Morning, Kenny.
Oh, hi.
Hello.
What?
What? No, it's trying to go over this. This music is just. I just shouldn't do it. It's Wednesday.
What?
It's Wednesday.
What?
It's Wednesday, Aaron. Would you just listen? May 18th, 2016. We're live right now, Kenny, over at goodstuff.fm/live. I feel like I still have rice in my mouth. Rice.
What?
You can
rice.
You can call and leave a message if you'd like, or you can text message us over at 949-342-6578. That is 6578. And just say hello, or you can update us on what the pollen count is in your area. Updates at 10 after the hour. Coming up here soon. Hey, Kenny, it's Google I.O. Day.
Google.
So it is Google I.O. Day, which means that Google will typically announce and or discuss many a things related to itself today.
Right.
One of the cool things happening today, though, at 10 a.m. Pacific time, is that they are streaming the keynote in VR.
How?
YouTube 360.
But how?
YouTube 360.
Is the camera that they're using to stream it? Is it just like sitting in someone's seat at the conference or what?
No, I assume it will be on stage somewhere, potentially somewhere where you can see the screen.
Obtrusive.
No, maybe you are the screen. Maybe they're presenting you. You're looking. That's right. You're a PowerPoint slide. Like, hey,
you're not watching the presentation. You are watching the audience's reaction to you watching the presentation.
Yep. That's exactly okay. It.
That's just complete immersion right there. What time does it start, Kyle?
10 a.m.
And okay,
you should tune in for Google.
Hi-ho.
Is that what you were looking for?
Yeah, it took me a little while.
I know.
They're also going to be talking about the future release of Android N, a couple of other VR things, and reportedly something called Google Home, which is supposed to be some sort of Amazon Echo clone, according to TechHive.com.
I don't know. Well, I don't know about that.
The thing is, Kenny, I was thoroughly embarrassed in my kitchen a couple of days ago over the weekend. I said to the Amazon Echo, I said, okay, Googs, and it didn't do anything, obviously, because it's not an Alphabet product.
Right. Okay. So,
but I was thoroughly embarrassed.
Okay, Googs, does your phone respond to that?
No, I just didn't want to say the whole word, you know? Just in case.
Google.
Perfect. Nice work. Wow. I'm ready to move on to some headlines.
Okay.
These are today's headlines.
Yes, they are. Kyle, Nokia announces return to mobile phones and tablets as Microsoft sells feature phone unit for $350 million.
Wow. That is Microsoft, a lot of macadamia nuts.
Yeah, Microsoft has announced an agreement to sell its feature phone business to FIH Mobile, a subsidiary of Taiwan-based electronics giant Foxconn, along with another entity called HMD Global. Oi!
Oi!
For about $350 million. Once the deal is complete, about 4,500 employees will, quote, have the opportunity to join FIH Mobile or HMD Global. They have the choice?
That's a lot of people. Yeah. Yeah. You can decide. You either take the blue pill or the red pill.
Yeah.
And both of them take you to a factory in China, unfortunately.
Right. And then things get really interesting because Nokia has now confirmed that it plans to re-enter the mobile phone and tablet realm globally through a strategic agreement covering branding rights and intellectual property licensing. All they have to do is release that Nokia phone that was really popular way back when, the thing that made them famous. Release that as like a legacy item and sell it to all the hipsters, and they'll make tons of money. Right?
Yes.
You just say it's vintage, but it's brand new, and you just put a couple new features in it, and then you're good. You're good.
So you would absolutely buy a new Nokia phone.
Nokia?
No, I wouldn't.
No, Kia is a good car brand.
Is it? Is it really? Is it?
No.
Hey, just for the record, I don't know how this is going to be in the edit, but I totally got all robot-y delayed for a second, and I have no idea how that affected the recording. So good luck.
All right. Perfect. Well, we're going to keep going with the headlines then, Kyle. Google is launching a ride-sharing service to compete with Uber, Lyft, and Via. Never heard of Via.
Is that the coffee brand? Like the instant coffee, right? From Starbucks?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. So you drink the coffee, you get in your car, and it goes by itself, apparently.
Mm.
It's like coffee.
That's right. Yes, it does.
So this might be something that they announced today at the Google I.O. conference. Google-owned Waze on Monday unveiled a carpooling service for commuters in California's Bay Area.
Woo.
The pilot program is limited to about 25,000 employees of companies, including Walmart and Adobe Systems, the Wall Street Journal reported. Waze will match riders with drivers already heading along similar routes during the morning and evening rush hours. Now, Kyle, do you want an app to tell you who to drive your car with?
If it would give me money, potentially. Now, I don't think I would want to just ride with a bunch of people who are in my general area. I would probably only ride with people who will go exactly to my final destination and not the movie, hopefully.
Ah, right. I don't understand how this is supposed to compete with Uber, Lyft, and another company that makes coffee, but I also don't understand why the app Waze, why that has to be in charge of this.
Because it is Google's car specific arm of community focused car driving
Do they need to fill the Alphabet company with a W? With why they're trying to go here? This?
No, because they had Wallet.
No, but they got rid of Wallet, didn't they?
They got rid of the card that was associated with Wallet. They did not get rid of Wallet in its entirety. However,
maybe they should have a Wallet Waze.
Maybe they will today. Who knows? Oh. This is all speculation, and nobody can just wait like 3 hours for this to happen. They need to,
of course.
Hey, I'm looking. This could possibly happen.
We're going to be totally wrong.
Ah,
because you're all listening to this after the conference.
That's true.
All right, and last but not least, Kyle, Tesla rolls out update to make it harder to crash a self-parking car. Perfect. A posting on Reddit yesterday indicates that Tesla is rolling out an update to its vehicles that requires the driver to confirm the direction of travel when summon is activated, possibly a direct response to last week's news of a Model S in Utah that autonomously crashed into the back of a parked trailer while in the summon mode.
Oh, no.
Thank you for reacting with my own sound effects, Kyle. Mm-hmm. As with other Tesla software upgrades, this last update is available over the air. Summon, the self-parking feature that first rolled out in January, can be activated two ways. using your phone or the gear selector from inside the car. Prior to the update, the self-parking maneuver initiated from inside the car using the gear selector would have caused the car to drive itself forward by default. Okay, though you could choose reverse from the center display. Now the driver will need to choose forward or reverse each and every time they trigger summon. This is just an extra step of precaution, I guess, that they added because they didn't test it enough. And now they have released the update and there you go.
Well, weren't
do you like that you can update your car like you can update your phone? Do you even like that feature?
I'm torn. Because
I'm already torn.
I was waiting for it. I am torn simply because I will go into the settings of my phone and constantly check it when I know there is an available update.
Okay.
But maybe not for my particular device yet. It's way, way, way worse with Android. But on iOS, I would go into the settings thing, update, check it, update, check it, update, and it wouldn't. And that was very, very frustrating. And I can imagine myself just sitting in my car waiting for that to happen.
So you would be more worried if you had a Tesla. You would be more worried about your car not receiving the update quick enough.
Yes. Yes, of course. If they're going to promise me an over the air update, yes, send it to me immediately. Need
right.
That.
And you would feel vulnerable without the update. Is that right? Even though your car was perfectly fine before it.
You
convince yourself that without the update, my car is a death trap.
No. It's always a death trap.
Oh,
but
even with the update,
something about just like I need the latest and greatest before everyone else.
I don't know. I really like the idea that you can update your car.
Well, I like that. I like that too. But what I'm saying is it would be a source of anxiety for me. So I don't know. I do want to be able to update it, but I don't know if it's worth the trouble. Like knowing that basically my car can't be bricked other than by mechanical means is comforting at times. My current car,
I guess so.
At least.
Okay. Well, actually, all cars have computers now. It doesn't matter.
Well,
the car computer could just it would blue screen and then your wheel would lock up because everything's digital now. But Kyle.
But
that's it. I lost my train of thought. Goodbye. Those are your headlines.
Thanks, Kenny. Today's episode of Morning Show is hosted and delivered to you thanks to our friends over at FeedPress. FeedPress is RSS, feed analytics, and butt file hosting in a simple, intuitive, and unified dashboard. FeedPress features powerful subscriber and podcast download tracking, integrated newsletters, automated publishing to popular social networks like Twitter and Facebook, a slick drag-and-drop podcast hosting interface, and everything you need in order to submit and optimize feed to iTunes. FeedPress now serves more than 30 million requests per month and is trusted by many popular blogs and podcasting networks, such as ESN, Mule Radio, Unprofessional, The New Disruptors, Beautiful Pixels, Inessential, Matt Gasm, The Brooks Review, 512 Pixels, and of course, that's right, the good stuff, Broadcasting Network.
Oh my gosh, the tone of your voice is just getting deeper and deeper.
Go to feed.press/morningshow today. Sign up. Try it. 14 days. No contracts.
All right.
No commitments.
All right, we get it, Kyle.
I think I need to raise my voice here a little bit. Use the promo code Morning Show during checkout. You'll get 10% off your first year. A huge thanks to FeedPress for supporting Morning Show.
You sounded like Stephen Hawking's voice command was dying. like the power supply for Stephen Hawking was slowly draining.
Yeah, that's right. All right, Garko, we need your help.
Huge thanks to FeedPress for their support of Morning Show and the Good Stuff Broadcasting Network.
Woo! Woo! Kenny, why are pencils painted yellow?
They're not painted yellow. They just are yellow. That's what the color of wood.
Right when they come off the tree.
Yeah.
That's,
in fact, you cut into a tree to see how old it is with the rings, and then you also get a bunch of pencils and paper.
So you're saying it doesn't have just like a giant core of graphite in the middle of the tree? Because that's how
that would be so cool.
That is how I thought they were made. And basically, pencils are just baby trees, but
they're twigs.
Yeah. Yes, they are. They are the twigs of the giant pencil tree.
Dumb dumb.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, tell us why, Kyle.
I will actually tell you why. American pencil makers, Kenny, wanted a special way to tell people that their pencils contained Chinese graphite. Now, don't let your brain wander too far. In China, the color yellow is associated with royalty and respect. American pencil manufacturers began painting their pencils bright yellow to communicate this, quote, regal feeling.
I got a regal feeling.
And association with China.
I did not expect that to be the actual fact.
Now, why are submarines yellow? Because we all live there.
Oh. Couldn't pick which one you wanted to play?
Nope, couldn't. I couldn't.
All right.
That's what you wanted. That's what you wanted. Why do you think submarines are yellow?
Why do I think they're not?
Yeah, they are.
The only yellow submarines in existence are the Finding Nemo ride.
What?
At Disneyland, which used to be the 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, and the one that John, Paul, George, and Ringo
live in?
We're in.
Forever.
Forever.
The 1966 song by the Beatles is what you're referencing, I assume?
What? Beatles? No. That's it.
Okay.
Go ahead. Play the song, Kyle.
No, I'm not going to play it. Actually, did you know
that's what you were looking for.
Did you know that Ringo Starr was actually the lead vocals on that song?
Yeah, duh.
Okay, all right, just whatever, that's fine.
Actually, you know what? Every time I think of that song, I think of the time that we watched the movie. We had the DVD of that movie growing up. Remember that?
Of course I remember that.
And I remember watching it once and thinking, this is like the scariest animation movie I've ever seen. The Blue Meanies, they were terrifying.
So I was expecting something a lot better than what I was given here. When I went to UrbanDictionary.com and I searched for yellow submarine, all we did was get that. Do you see that?
Song sung by the Beatles, right. And Beatles is spelled incorrectly.
That is correct.
It's like a colony of actual Beatles.
Right.
Singing a song.
The insect. Like, we all live. That's right. That's frightening. It's almost as bad as that Egypt movie. Which one?
Egypt movie.
The Mummy.
Oh, The Mummy? With the scarabs that go into your skin? Yeah, I just watched that a couple weeks ago.
What?
I had to like close my eyes because of that scene.
Because it was scary?
Yes! I don't know if anybody out there, if any of our listeners agree with us, but that scene from The Mummy, actually there's two instances of it. The first one where the fat guy gets the beetles into his skin and it goes into his head and he runs into the stone thing or into the wall and he collapses and he's dead because the beetle like ate his brain or something. And then there's the other one where the brother gets it in his arm or something and then they cut it out.
Oh, gosh. I don't want that at all. Oh, hey, I do have I've got a scene here from that movie. Want to hear that?
Sure.
OMG. Swag. This python is totally eating my bae.
No.
I totally ruined that.
You did.
What?
Oh, is bummer.
Going on?
You know, actually, that movie was released like 15 years ago, but those scenes with the 3D, like you'd think that the graphics were just completely dated, but those scenes actually aren't that bad.
The Scorpion King.
The Scorpion. Now that, oh boy. I can't get behind that.
So let's get back to the real fact here, Kenny. You're right. There are no yellow submarines.
Oh, yeah. Back all the way to this one.
Yeah, that's pretty sad. however, I've got another submarine fact for you.
Perfect.
Sandwich. How fast can a submarine go? Sandwich.
Let's see. Sandwich. Let's see. How fast can it go? I'm going to guess 50 miles an hour.
That is incorrect.
Arr!
U.S. nuclear-powered submarines can go faster than 25 knots underwater, which is about 29 miles per hour and 46 kilometers per hour for those, you know, not in the United States.
Question.
Yes.
Why are they called knots?
Nautical miles per hour.
Right. But why are they called knots with a K?
With a K.
That's not... that's... that's... I feel like that can't be right.
So, a knot, Kenny, is a unit of speed equal to 1 nautical mile or 1.852 kilometers per hour. Approximately 1.151 miles per hour.
Right. I get that.
The symbol, what I'm saying is that for this is KN.
But that doesn't make any sense.
It's like your name just shortened into only two letters.
Yeah.
It's been used in meteorology and in maritime and air navigation.
What?
Do you need to know more about this or are we okay?
No, I just don't like that it's knots with a K because that actually doesn't make any sense.
So
nautical here, it's not a knot.
Nope, it is.
A nautical.
So we're going to need Garko's help.
Etymologically.
Mm-hmm. The term, Kenny, derives from counting the number of knots in the line that unspooled from the reel of a chip log in a specific time. So a chip log, I'm not going to search for chip log on Urban Dictionary, but that is also known as a common log, ship log, or just log. It's a navigation tool mariners use to estimate speed of a vessel through water. So there you go. So it was actually, it was at one point an actual yellow submarine.
Okay. But also knowing now that that's the origin, that watching 25 knots go by in a certain amount of time, meant that's how fast you were traveling.
Yeah.
That makes sense. But without knowing that fact and thinking that knots is just short for nautical, when those two words are not the same.
Well, that's why.
That was what was driving me crazy.
Okay. Well, that's why the berry farm moves so fast. Kenny, can babies breathe through their mouths?
Not when they're crying.
That doesn't. Wait, what? What do you mean?
Swag.
I don't know. I was just making up. That was just my first response.
Okay.
Baby.
Well, newborn.
Yeah, baby, why don't you breathe through your mouth?
When you're crossing the Delaware, the last thing you want to worry about is your teeth.
Mm-hmm,
get
that's
a pair
right.
of George Washington brand Cherrywood teeth and take a bite out of those redcoats.
That is true. Babies cannot, however. Now, here's why, Kenny.
Why'd you play that?
I have no idea. It's right next to baby.
Baby.
Newborns are obligate nose breathers. This means that they can't breathe through their mouth in the first few months of life. Because babies have small nasal passages, they sound stuffy.
Kind of like this. Would they breathe?
Wait. So they sound like Michael Caine until a few months later.
Hi, I'm a baby. Why are you...
I can't breathe in my mouth.
I'm actually holding my nose right now. It's kind of hurts a bit.
Oh my gosh, we're making so many enemies.
Good thing I'm doing it on the last show for the next couple months.
It's fine.
Oh, this is the last show. Oh yeah. My gosh.
Yeah.
We really haven't. Holy cow. We really haven't told anybody that.
No.
Wasn't me.
So
don't cry. Don't cry. Everything's okay. Everything's gonna be fine. It'll be fine.
Or it could go horribly wrong.
Oh, okay.
That's true.
That is true as well. Kenny, I'm ready to celebrate a day though.
Perfect.
Celebrate a day though.
Celebrate a day.
Celebrate a day though.
Celebrate a day.
Kenny, today's national day is National Cheese Souffle Day.
I really don't like that I made that sound that you have now used to death.
Yeah. What's you want to try?
What did I say that to?
You want me to try a different one?
Cheese souffle. Dum dum.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Or choose souffle, as I about almost said.
What?
Dyslexia would cause me to say a choose souffle.
What?
Okay, and then you messed up the second part also of that phrase that you uttered.
So anyway,
let's move on. Let's keep this train moving. Souffle, a light, spongy baked dish made typically by adding flavored egg yolks to stiffly beaten egg whites.
What flavor?
Rice.
Egg flavor.
It actually comes from the French word, which literally means blown. Souffle.
Souffle!
Wow, you souffled my mind.
Yes, I... Yes, I did. Now...
I'm going to say that. I'm actually going to say that from now on.
You souffled my mind?
My mind is souffled.
Mind souffled. Now,
your
Kenny.
Your mind tells you that you've got the cheese souffle.
That's right. Thank you, Hanger.
Thank you, Dave Mustaine.
Whatever. It's fine. Now, souffle with an accento on L-A at the end is actually that light, spongy baked dish. Now, differently, the souffle without the accento on the E.
Okay.
Is actually a metaphor. That's right. Souffle, which is totally cool. That's how I said it in the cheese. It's like cheese souffle.
It's like you're eating really soulful food.
Yeah, souffle.
But you can't pronounce all the L's.
Nope.
So it's souffle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's a medical term.
Oh.
Meaning a low murmuring or blowing sound heard through a stethoscope.
There you go.
I almost
messed it up. You caught yourself.
Almost. Already not taking you seriously.
So souffle is where your heart gets souffled.
Already. Not taking you seriously.
Already.
Not taking you seriously. Yeah. So you're talking about like a beef heart souffle? Is that where we're going with this?
Beef heart.
Yeah, beef heart. That's that movie where Mel Gibson paints his face, I think.
No, that's the one with Jerry Seinfeld and he's a bee, but he farts all the time.
Ah. The second one was way worse. Way, way, way worse.
Beef heart.
You just can't move on from that. Kenny, a souffle is essentially what I explained earlier. The secret to a great souffle. We're going to give this to you now. This is exclusive.
This is the morning show secret.
That's right. Mm-hmm. The secret to a great souffle is to beat the egg whites into stiff white peak consistency and to fold them carefully into the sauce, be it cheese, vegetables, chocolate, or fruit. And be careful. Very careful. Be fart careful.
So when I beat the egg whites, mm-hmm. do I use both fists? Or
yes.
Do I just like kick them into submission?
Knuckles. Use brass knuckles.
Yeah.
Because carefully, you'll want to keep as much air in the mixture as possible. So you don't want to deflate those eggs, if you know what I mean.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, those eggs are not babies, so they can breathe through their mouths.
That is true.
I don't know if I should put babies and beating them up in the same sentence.
No. I think that's a bad...
I don't beat up babies, guys. I
know. I don't know. I'm not totally sure about that.
You're not convinced?
No, I'm not.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Savory soufflés are often too light for a main course, according to this article. That's too light. I'm sorry. I need a little bit of salad on my cheese soufflé.
Salad on the cheese soufflé? I don't think so.
Yeah, it's like an arugula on a pizza.
Oh, that's the worst. That's the worst topping.
What?
Arugula on your pizza, what? Kyle? Come on. Who wants a salad on their pizza?
I do.
Why?
As a surprise.
Here comes the salad. Just shake a little on top.
Are you trying to go through the entire sound library right now?
I gotta get them all. I gotta touch them all, Kenny. It's like a home run for podcasting.
Kyle, you can wait for a souffle, but a souffle waits for no one.
Yeah, that's right.
You don't want to serve a deflated souffle.
Deflated cheese souffle day. Deflate. Deflate gate.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Souffle gate.
Hadn't played that one yet, so, you know.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever had a cheese souffle? Have you ever had a souffle in general? Have you been souffled?
My mind has.
Yes!
I don't think I have had a cheese souffle. I think I've had another souffle. I don't remember.
What?
Kyle, it was so light and fleeting that I don't remember. I honestly don't remember if I've had one or not.
All right.
It didn't make an impact on me.
Hmm?
It probably, you know why? Because it probably wasn't a bad souffle. So I just enjoyed it and I went along with my life. But if it had been a terrible souffle, I would have gone, you know what? This marks a point in my life when I've had a terrible souffle. I'm never going to forget it.
There's BS before souffle and A. So let's...
I wish I could have caught that on mic. Mm. You should have heard my stomach.
What'd you do?
It was like a 4-second stomach growl that sounded like a bear was kind of trying to climb through my esophagus.
Who would that have been, Kenny?
Who? What?
Who was trying to get out of your stomach?
I don't know where you're leading me.
Because,
they were going up?
Because there were so many sounds and... who had a knife and was trying to come out of your stomach while it made sounds?
I don't know, Kyle. Who?
Episode 307. That's who.
What?
Barbara Rigby.
Barbara Rigby tries to climb up my esophagus with a knife. What a life.
Yes.
I don't know.
I hate this. I hate all of this. This is terrible. Terrifying.
Well, there you go.
Terrifying and terrible. Let's move on.
Up. Let's move up.
Thank you.
Perfect.
Barbara Rigby. That's the sound that's coming out of your stomach, Kenny.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's what we...
Oh man. O-M-G. OMG.
OMG. I forgot that's what
Are you kidding me?
I forgot that's what we had called it.
I'm just going to leave the show running here alone for the rest of the time.
I'll just keep going.
You okay with that?
Yeah, I'm fine.
I am not a professional chef.
And
you go make a souffle even though you're not a professional.
Gnocchi.
That's what I get from Olive Garden.
Wait. okay.
Chicken gnocchi soup.
Jeez. That's like the little potato things, the little. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Potato bread thing.
Well, here's gnocchi, Kenny. It turns any surface into a remote.
What?
It's my favorite sport.
I'm going to look at this.
My favorite.
Oh,
it's my favorite sport. It's my favorite sport.
Nope. I still don't know what you're talking about.
Gnocchi. They're in the playoffs right now.
Oh, right. Naki. It looks like a puck.
The national. Kenny, the device makes a surface interactive by pairing with connected devices and then instructing them to do things based off of knock patterns.
Okay.
So it's similar to, if you're familiar with the clapper.
Yeah.
Clap on. Clap off. Knock off.
Surprise.
Mm-hmm. So have you used a clapper before?
I have used a clapper.
How well does it work?
You kind of have to, I think you have to clap in the direction of where the clapper is.
What? You have a great clap, too. You don't have the clap, but you have a great clap.
Yeah, I don't have the clap. Everybody out there, don't worry.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Except I'm not on the market for very much longer. Who wouldn't fall in love with that?
I don't know. I don't know. This device, Kenny, was launched on Kickstarter yesterday. It's available for pre-order, and it's at an early bird rate of $69 so that you can knock on things.
All right, so I just went to their Kickstarter page. They have 1,939 backers. They have raised $214,000 of their $35,000 goal, so they have cleared it already, and they have 44 days to go. I wonder what their stretch goals are.
Already.
It's because I think it's because they've already have the product ready to go, and they've already had it reviewed by major outlets already. Now, what I would do, I wonder if you can do this, but I would turn every device into its own like song. So like each device that I have, like my TV, I turn it on with like, you know, with the two bits, right? Shaving haircut, two bits. And then other ones would have,
hold on,
you know,
you shaved your two bits. What?
No.
What?
You don't know what that is?
No, I really don't.
Shave and haircut, two bits. You didn't know that that's what it was?
I don't think that's safe. I really don't think.
Well,
you
if you
do
wanted
that.
To spend, if you wanted to pledge $10,000, Kyle, you get five Naki devices,
five of them.
One custom Naki that you design with colors. You get to fly to the headquarters and meet the team. You get support directly from one of the co-founders with the direct line of contact.
Ugh.
And you get access to any alpha and beta test for all current and future products they develop. This never expires.
You can only communicate with the team in Morse code with Nox.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Even though I don't know how you do a long knock.
Oh, wow.
The long knock.
So this one, this picture has it on the wall.
Okay.
And if you touch the wall four times, it's an emergency alert.
I don't think that's... How about 11? How about 11 times?
Yeah.
Because you would just...
I guess it doesn't matter how hard you're knocking or tapping. It just matters how many times you do it.
Because like four times, I don't know. That four just doesn't sound safe enough. You know, like you could be telling a story and be like, oh, and then I went over to his house and that... And then the police show up.
Right.
I don't like that.
And I also wouldn't put anything on two knocks because I feel like if you ever told a knock knock joke, you would always turn on that device.
What if you just say knock?
Knock. Knock.
Knock. Knock.
Maybe the plosive of the end
yes.
sound
yes.
is enough to activate the... That would be pretty cool. Oh, here we go. Here's a diagram of... In your house, how many knocks does it take to get
to the center things? Of a Tootsie Pop?
Yeah. So in the kitchen, two knocks, find my phone. Three knocks, order a pizza. Four knocks, get an Uber.
How are you supposed to remember that?
Wait, how many knocks was it to order a pizza? Four?
Four. I think it's four.
Oh, shoot. The guy with the Uber's here.
Yeah. No, the opposite. Everything would be order a pizza. All of the knockies would be right. For ordering a pizza at all times.
Oh, here we go.
All of the knocks, five knocks, two knocks, one knock. Everything orders a pizza.
Okay. So in the bathroom, there's only one option. Two knocks, turn on the vent.
Okay.
Turn on the fan.
How about two plops?
Because
maybe. Plop, plop.
In a rapid succession.
Yeah.
Someone turn on a fan.
Oh, and then, you were right in calling it Morse code, because to trigger the security siren, you do knock, knock, pause, knock, 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 and that triggers your security siren.
What?
In your bedroom.
How are you supposed... I hate this! How are you supposed to remember any of these?
You have a diagram on the wall.
That is so stupid. How about I just use the telephone and call somebody?
There you go. Okay.
It's supposed to work with this, then that. Well, with it working with if this, then that, maybe. Because like we could be in the middle of a show and I could just knock four times and it could send out a tweet. And that's not that bad. Because if it's actually shortening the amount of time I need to do certain things, fine. But if all it's doing is calling someone for me, No, I just type 911 and it's fine.
So they're not going to deliver this product until December.
Ugh. This isn't happening. This is not happening.
So, but they do have all of the... I mean, they have diagrams of the product. They've filed patents last February. I don't know. They got first place at the South by Southwest, I guess, startup competition.
Yeah. Okay. No wonder we're hearing about them. Fine. Right. You know what? Good luck. Best of luck to you, Naki. What do you think?
I'm going to upvote.
Really? Oh, got it. Come on. Louder. Louder, Kenny. Louder. That's right.
I was in the bathroom.
You're still in the bathroom. Yet. You haven't knocked yet.
Vent, please. Vent.
Please.
Oh, no. Someone send help.
Well, what about you?
I'm downvoting this to into oblivion. Goodbye.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Now, speaking of toilets, Kenny, have you ever wanted to order...
No, don't do that.
Have you ever... Speaking of toilets, have you ever wanted to order a bucket of fried chicken without asking or without having at all to speak to a single human being?
No.
Now you can, Kenny. You can. KFC in partnership with Chinese search engine Baidu has just opened the world's first human-free fast food restaurant in Shanghai. And it's got an intelligent robot concept store called Original Plus, pronounced Original Plus. It's kind of like an iPhone. The iPhone. Looks unlike any KFC you've ever seen. The interior is designed... That's right. You've never seen a KFC before. So this would be the first one you've ever seen with robots in it.
Okay.
The interior is designed in a traditional Chinese garden style with bamboo, flowers, and jade accents. Customers enter through a big circular doorway. And most remarkable, however, according to digitaltrends.com... is that these restaurant workers are basically Jibo.
Yeah, they're Jibo.
They are totally Jibo. Here's little Jibo for us here in a second as I click on this and it autoplays the video. Hi, I'm Jibo.
Hi, 你好.
Okay, I'm sorry, I'm working right now. I can't talk to you. Just order food, please. I don't have any egg farts.
Yeah, egg farts. The guy wanted egg tarts and it looked like egg farts. The robot is in some gas chamber.
It's in like a glass tube encasing thing, like this, the same kind of thing a check in at the bank.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the air tubes. Go ahead and travel to the very end.
I have already watched this and I love it.
All right, with now, all have you of taken my a heart. Look at the food.
Yes, of
that
course.
The guy has ordered.
Of course, I have.
Kyle, number one. I did not know KFC had fries.
No, he will be totally number twoing not number one-ing.
with a slushy and a coffee and this chicken burger that looks like it was painted.
It's a chicken burger and wing combination.
What the heck is that thing?
What do you mean? The Jibo?
No. I didn't know KFC had fries, by the way. I said that.
Always. They look spectacular, do they not?
Oh, Kyle, I think everything on that thing is 3D printed. That's a huge coffee, too. Look at the size of that coffee.
Well, you got to think, robots made this, so it's going to be better than anything you've ever eaten ever in your life.
I guess that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's going to be just full of aluminum and magnets.
Should we see what else he orders here?
Yes.
All right, so it confirms your order. Mm-hmm. It's a comfortable new experience. That's right. You can also apparently order on your mobile phone and then pick it up later. I forgot to order coffee, he says.
Yeah.
Let's just pick this apart. Yes, robots are cool. Yes, yeah. They're going to be making fried chicken. Yes, you can avoid talking to a human being when you walk in. But when would you ever want coffee with fried chicken and French fries? Or never. When would you want to order both a hot and a cold beverage?
Right. At the same time.
At the same time. Why?
And why would you wear a sweater in the middle of summer?
Wearing a sweater and getting coffee makes sense. There is a connection there. But there is something strange about having that with fried chicken. Like the oil that the chicken is fried in just doesn't sound like it would react well.
Unless it's coffee chicken.
Or chicken coffee.
Chicken coffee.
Mm.
It must be a Kentucky Fried Chicken.
I hope so. I really hope so. It's like made from chicken drippings. They soak the coffee filter in the chicken drippings. I don't even know what that is, but that's what I want. I want that.
Chicken
Kenny,
show title. Show title.
Speaking of chicken drippings.
is it drippings or drippins?
Like with an apostrophe.
Yeah, no, we're going drippings.
Okay. Chicken drippings. Ugh. Chicken. Kenny, it's time. It's time.
You remember when?
I do. I do remember when Oreos were a tasty confection. Now they are just bastardized and turned into these cinnamon bun creating like weird Oreo wasteland.
What in the world?
Feeling. So now let's get all of this back to our roots, Kenny. We will be looking at something called the Oreo Overload. And I really wish that was our Oreo Overlords telling us to do this. But this is by the Bagel Nook in New Jersey. It is a vanilla chocolate swirl bagel, cookies and cream cheese.
Oh.
And whole Oreo cookies in the middle.
Cookies in between.
In between. Incredible, it says so here.
I like the idea of the bagel. That's okay. Kind of cool.
All right.
The cream cheese, the cookies and cream cheese, or cookies and what?
What?
What is it again?
What?
Yeah, cookies and cream cheese.
This is going into the Slack chat room, by the way.
Boom. Yeah. So the picture contains way too much cream cheese. Way too much.
I couldn't
put that much on a
bagel.
But
it's more like frosting, like a less sweet frosting, yeah. I would assume.
But that's still a lot.
Yeah.
And also,
yeah.
I'm looking at this picture. Bagel, not toasted. What are you doing? What are you doing with a not toasted bagel?
You would melt the cream cheese probably, and it would just turn into a soup, maybe?
There you go. Oreo soup.
Oh, well, there's a couple of other images here posted by folks on Instagram showing a little less cream cheese, less Monica then. In my life.
Continue.
Mm-hmm. So I think that is a little more edible, the way that these are shown here. Mm-hmm. I would try this. Now, I do like cookies and cream.
I would too.
I do love a good cookies and cream, especially that cookies and cream Hershey bar. OMG.
Yeah, when was the last time you had the cookies and cream Hershey's bar?
15 years, maybe.
Yeah, when it came out, huh?
Yeah, you remember when?
I do.
Remember when?
They had the cookies and cream bar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do.
Good. Well, you also remember when we would talk about a record of the week?
Nope.
Let's do that now. Do you think that was an upvote or a downvote, by the way, the Oreo Overlord?
Upvote, because I want to try it.
Good. Okay, me too. Kenny, each day we scour the internet looking for people willing to take on world records that nobody cares about. We'll mention one record today, and I guess just recap the last two records we talked about and decide which one was better. I've got a new record for today for you. Are you ready?
Yes.
This is the record for the most time saying hey while hopping and holding a Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 disc.
That is way too specific.
Why? What do you... I guess so.
What do I mean? Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3? Mm-hmm. CD?
Yeah.
Is there even such a thing as a CD, Modern Warfare 3 CD?
Well, I think that is a... Let's just say disc. Let's say disc here.
Okay.
I don't want to contend the actual title of the record. I do want to talk, though, about how you feel this record was accomplished, because there is a video as soon as
it was accomplished yesterday, Kyle.
Yeah, it was. Now hold on. Let me I did not put this into the notes. Let me grab this record here and play it for you. All right. Okay. So this record is for 63, apparently.
63 Hayes.
Special Niff, and I'm going to break the world record for most time saying hey while jumping and holding a Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 game disc.
So this is a child holding a disc, jumping and saying hey. Now, I have a feeling that this spawned somehow from him being a slightly annoying child and moderately increasingly annoying child. Yes. Baby breathing through its nose and attempting to say hey over and over and over again. Okay, while holding
and how
the disc.
Does it go?
Here it goes.
3, 2, 1.
All right, pause it here. Hold on, pause it. Kyle, pause it.
I started looping it. Hey, what's up?
So the kid misses the record entirely here. He's only saying hey each time he hops, but that's not what the record is saying. Mm-hmm. It's saying most times saying hey,
right,
while hopping and holding.
Uh-huh.
But the most times saying
hey.
So I would go hey. I would try to say hey as many times as I could.
Mm-hmm.
But still hopping and holding the disc.
Now hold on, Kenny, did you know hay is for horses?
Is that all you're going to tell this kid?
Yeah, that's it. That's it. That's all I got.
So the person counting, I like the person who's videotaping is also counting the times and not going, shut up. Shut up right now.
I hate this. I hate this so much.
Yeah.
Now, here are the rules. Let's see if he followed the rules. Because right now, this is the current one, apparently. Now, I didn't count 63. But I guess the person in the background, like you said, is trying to count 63. I just don't hear it. This doesn't sound like 63, and it only goes on for 38 seconds. So,
Wait a second. I thought it was in a minute. Wait, there is no time limit here.
No.
It just says most time saying it.
That's correct.
Until you're dead, I guess.
I really feel like we need to break this. We need to break this kid's heart right now.
I don't have the Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 disc, though, Kyle. That's the problem. I have Modern Warfare. Or no, wait, not...
Which one do you have?
Advanced Warfare.
Ah, okay. Well, that's a whole new record. Kenny, come on.
You can hear it. You hear that?
Say hey.
Hear the rules,
Kenny. You must hop for a duration of attempt. So the entirety of the attempt needs to be hopping. So if you get tired of hopping, you can no longer say hey. You must also hold the CD for the duration of the attempt. Now, if you're tired of holding the CD, you cannot continue the attempt.
Oh.
You must also follow form of current world record holder. So the previous records for this set on the 8th of November 2013 was five jumps. You want to hear five jumps? Somebody saying hey?
Oh my gosh.
Here we go.
Hey, 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 hey. Woo!
I don't think he's working hard enough, really.
Woo, look at me, I hold the world record.
Uh-huh. Then, after five, it was obviously broken by someone doing it 44 times.
We don't need... Oh my gosh, what's the hum?
I have no idea.
Hey, hey, hey.
They're on a helicarrier.
Hey, ooh, hey, ooh, hey, yeah. Hey, hey,
this is that new drone-y kind of R&B sound, I think.
This is the 7.5 hertz.
Hey.
All right, I hate this. Kenny.
That's earth tone.
What do you think? Yes, you could probably sleep to that. That's probably like one of those, you know, binaural beat kind of things.
Right.
So what do you think? Should we vote for this one being the record of the week, or should we vote for the previous record?
I don't remember what the previous
record was. Banana Tower, Kenny. Banana Tower.
Banana Tower. Of course, Banana Tower.
All right.
This one's garbage.
This one is garbage, yeah.
I mean, that's a whole engineering team trying to create 28 bananas on top of each other.
Yeah.
Jenga, Banana Tower, Banana Jenga.
Banana Jenga.
That's right. Okay.
All right. Well, congratulations, Banana Tower. You've won the record of the week. Tune in next time when we look at some more records. I've got Shruggy face over here because I don't even know when that will be.
Two stupid games.
What are we doing today?
All right, Kyle. First stupid game. We're going to get through these as quickly as possible.
Yep.
I want you to pick the movie that you think has the lowest rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, boy.
All right. So I'm going to give you a list of movies. I want you to pick the movie with the lowest rating. Okay. Here we go.
I'm ready.
Here are the list of movies. Home Alone. Saw. Space Jam. X-Men Origins Wolverine. Kindergarten Cop. One Direction. This Is Us. Billy Madison, Hook, or the Hannah Montana movie?
Oh man, it is a tie between Hannah Montana and Wolverine, the X-Men Origins one.
All right, so which one do you choose?
Let's go Wolverine.
That's third lowest.
Okay, what's second lowest?
Doesn't really tell me.
Okay, all right.
I did that. Wait, I'm gonna pick. Hannah Montana is actually the fourth lowest.
Okay.
So you would have been wrong on both accounts.
True.
Do you want to try to guess which one is the actual lowest?
Nope.
Wait a second. Whoa, hold on a second. I thought it was going to be the One Direction movie. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Because it's a band with a movie. What?
Right.
That's the highest rated one.
That's higher than
Hook.
Yeah, that's higher not surprising. Than Home Alone? Not surprising though. Not surprising because you get the people who are specifically sent that to review it, and they're you know, whatever. They are the critics, the movie critics, just for that genre. And of that genre, it's probably pretty good. I'm
clicking through these. I can't figure out which one is the lowest. Is it Hook?
Good.
Hook is the lowest.
What?
How is Hook the lowest?
I don't know, but I'm going to give you this.
What?
All right. Well, we're going to move on to the next of the stupid games. I thought that was going to take longer. I didn't test it out.
No. I liked one, that Kyle, game. That was a fun game, Kenny.
Forget I said anything.
It was stupid. Yeah. We're going to figure out, Kyle, what percent adult are you?
Ooh, 5.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you a series of questions, and then you answer them as truthfully as possible, or as truthfully as you want to be on this episode.
Oh, boy.
What time do you usually wake up on the weekend?
Just on the weekend? 7.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to pick 7 to 8 a.m.
Okay.
You've made some pasta, but you just realized all of your crockery is dirty. What do you do? Do you wash a plate and eat off of it, of course? Do you just eat it straight out of the saucepan? It saves washing up. Do you put it on the plate you ate lunch off of? There's only a few crumbs on it. Or this would never happen because you always wash.
No, that's totally going on the lunch plate, probably.
Lunch plate?
No, I'd wash. I'd wash the plate. The first one.
Okay, I gotta go back.
If I put a sandwich on that lunch plate, maybe. But I don't eat sandwiches. I don't eat yellow submarines.
Okay. All right. So wash the plate. And then
wash the plate.
All right. On average, how many days a week do you cook for yourself? On average.
The days a week out of what? 7?
Yeah, out of 7.
5.
5. Got it. If your friend was getting married tomorrow, do you have something in your wardrobe that you could feasibly wear?
Yes.
Yes, you'd be fine. Okay. Cool. If a light bulb blew in your living room, if it souffled, how long would it take to replace it for you? Do you just have a supply? Do you go out and buy a bulb on the same day?
I have
change
a supply.
It a few days?
No, but I have,
you
a, have supply. A supply.
Yes. Yeah. 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 We learned well when we were kids. How often do you change your bed sheets?
Once a week.
Every week.
Yeah.
Any less? And that is gross. Have you ever booked your own flights? Yes. Loads of times. Yes. Once or twice. Yeah.
Loads of times. All the time.
Of course. Who takes care of the bills in your house?
Which bills? I guess me, technically. Just, electric, trash.
Yeah, just bills.
Internet. Yeah, me. That's me.
Okay. I do it myself. Okay. If you had a kid tomorrow, how well do you think you'd be able to deal with it?
Planning would on it. Would it be...
What?
What?
What'd you say?
What? No. What? Hmm?
It would be an absolute disaster. You're panicking even thinking about it. Would you struggle big time and definitely ask your parents? Would you mess up a lot, but you think you can manage? Do you think you actually might do pretty well? Would you nail it? Or do you already have a kid?
Oh, my gosh. That's the last one. Well, Kenny, I've got something to tell you.
Oh, boy.
I choose D.
D. What was D?
I have no idea.
You might do pretty well?
Yeah, I might do pretty well. I feel, yeah.
Okay,
there you go.
How much cutlery do you have at home? Do you have a full set? And another set that's kind of fancy for special occasions. Could you host a dinner party for 8 comfortably?
No.
4 forks, 4 knives, 4 spoons, something like that. Or do you have barely enough for yourself?
No, I got a little more than 4 each. So however you want to treat that one.
Yeah, I'll do 4.
Okay.
Do you know how to bleed a radiator?
Oh my gosh, what?
Okay, and that's actually one of the answers. One of the answers is, what?
What?
All right, Kyle, which of these would you choose to snack on? A piece of fruit, a bag of chips, some nuts, a packet of Haribo, a cereal bar, some biscuits, a chocolate bar, or some healthy popcorn?
Oh, so many choices. Oh my gosh. I guess some nuts.
Not depends, Haribo?
Depends on weirdo. The nuts.
All right. How many plants do you have in your house?
Oh, 0.
I don't have any, guys.
Absolutely none.
If you're out at a bar, which is your booze of choice?
Beer.
Is it the cheapest lager?
Beer.
A more upper market beer?
Beer.
Okay, upper market
beer. Yeah, you know, you know.
Okay, what's your reaction when someone on your Facebook gets engaged? Is it, oh my gosh, why would they do that to themselves? Or, haha, that's 10 years until it happens to me. It's not that one. Would it be, oh God, I'm so alone? Or, that's cute, I hope they're happy together.
Now you know how it feels.
That's actually a good. I picked that one that you played.
I got all the good vibes. Good vibes.
Okay.
Nothing but good vibes.
When did you last go to the dentist?
Like 2 weeks ago.
Okay, perfect. What do you do when you get pretty ill? Do you go to the doctor? Do you tell your parents so they can book a doctor's appointment? Do you only go to the doctor if it's really bad, or do you avoid going to the doctor and hope that you don't die?
Halfway between D and C. So let's go C, I guess.
Okay.
I would go.
All right, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest, how together would you say your life is right now?
5.
All right, Kyle, you got 72% adult.
Woo!
You're a pretty darn good adult. Ah. While lots of people live their adult lives and they're basically slowly sinking into a giant ocean, you're at least treading water and keeping your head up. You're very competent and around the house, and you know how to cook and look after yourself. You're the sort of person who can always be trusted to sort out the bills, and blah, 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 shiggity schwa, you're just faking it better than most.
Yep, that is true. I also, is there a question on there for eating rice for breakfast?
I think that makes you more of an adult. I think you'd increase your percentage.
I don't know about that. I accidentally, I left the rice in the rice cooker overnight, though.
Oh, okay. So it's not even like you reheated the rice. This is just cleanup.
It's like, I know it's going to be putrid, but I don't want to put it away. So I just put it in my mouth instead.
So rather than throwing it away in the trash, you're throwing it away in your mouth.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, it's a great way to end.
You can find notes for this show, of course, goodstuff.fm. Just go there. You'll see when we post a new episode, because it's going to be probably sometime halfway through July or something. I have no idea at this point. We'll figure it out. It'll be fine.
We'll figure it out.
Don't worry about it. Maybe we'll never come back and, you know, that would be great. That'd be wonderful.
Oh, no.
Hey, also, though, when you go over there, check out the other great shows on the Good Stuff Broadcasting Network. Check out the following Non-Breaking Space Show. It's, you've got some creative folks, some web folks, digital art, design, and development. Do that. Or if you'd like, you too. Just like Apple forced all of us to. You.
I forgot about that.
Check out the At YouTube podcast. Also, there is a podcast actually about trying to keep it 100% as a grown-up. Check out I Guess We're Grown-Ups Now. That's with Carrie and Brooke. Go check it out. And of course, Three Guys, Three Questions. There's really nothing else to say other than that. It's pretty self-explanatory. There is a new season. Yes, it's a new seasoning. Yeah. It's a little like Mrs. M-Dash, but it's not fully like hyphen.
Right.
You can email us, kyle@goodstuff.fm. Tell us how much you want us back or don't. We're on Twitter, Good Stuff FM, Morning Show AM, Pizza Robotics, ?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. And Kyle Roderick, that is I. You can rate this show on iTunes and hopefully get our listener numbers up and find some other people who will be willing to listen to this show while we're not doing it. And send us money on Patreon, because that's fun. Why not? Just all the stuff. Hey, a huge thanks to Feed Press for their continuing support of this show. Be sure to check them out, feed.press/morningshow. Use our coupon code morningshow at checkout. You'll get 10% off. Just a reminder. Reminder. Be back sometime in the future. We hope you have a great life.
Before you sign off here, Kyle,
good
I just
feelings.
Want to say, because we didn't even talk about this. I just came up with this right now.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
We're taking a hiatus.
Yeah.
For this show,
Coyote.
But yeah, it's going. But I think that we may supplement some smaller little tidbits here and there.
Yeah.
That might get onto your morning show feed of your podcast app of choice. So just keep an eye out don't write us off completely, please.
That's right. Just follow us on Twitter. We'll be doing stuff there. We're also on Snapchat, and I have no idea how we will use that in the future. Have a great rest of your week and continuing June and July. We'll see you sometime soon. Goodbye.
Yeah, I'm getting married. Bye.